here's a story from The World.
Holidays in Europe may soon be an option again. Ambassadors from across the EU met today to discuss plans to reopen Europe's borders to tourists. The EU Commission's president, Ursula von der Leyen, tweeted that it's time to revive the EU tourism industry. But as the world's Europe correspondent Orla Barry reports, when infections globally are still rampant, that's a complex order.
For 15 years, Mark Gauci dreamed of opening a hotel on the island of Malta, where he grew up. In 2019, he made it happen. The following year, Gauci's hotel, called The Barrister, was named the top place to stay in Malta's capital, Valletta, by a popular booking website. But then the pandemic hit.
Within less than 3 weeks, I think, we ended up having to close. And we ended up having to close because we had zero guests in house. It was disappointing, is not the word. I mean, it was shell-shocking.
Malta is hugely dependent on tourism. But like the rest of the EU, there's been an almost blanket ban for tourists from outside of Europe for about a year. Then this week, the EU Commission recommended that the continent starts to open its doors to non-EU visitors. Gauci welcomes the news, but he says everyone in the industry now has to play their part.
It is a chain, so there's no point in trying to invite people over if services aren't going to be available or there's not going to be enough flights. It needs to be a concentrated effort.
The EU is proposing that vaccinated tourists from countries with low infection rates would be welcome starting in the summer. But there's a catch. The vaccines must be EU approved.
At the first moment, it looked like, oh my God, that means everybody can come except the Chinese, because the Chinese vaccine has not been yet approved by the EU.
Wolfgang Georg Arlt is a professor with the China Outbound Tourism Research Institute in Germany. When he heard the news, he wasn't happy. But then,
lo and behold, a couple of hours later, there was also the news that now the European Health Administration has started the approval process for the Chinese vaccine.
Arlt reckons by the time the EU approves the Chinese vaccine, Europe's borders will just be opening up. That's important for business. After Americans, visitors from China make up the greatest number of tourists in Europe. But Arlt says it might not be that easy to get the Chinese to come back to the continent.
I think actually at the moment it is not so much that we have to be afraid of the Chinese, rather that the Chinese are afraid of us.
Europe is still struggling to contain the third wave of the virus, while China appears to have it pretty much under control. The EU's longer-term plan is to introduce digital green certificates for all travellers. This would mean tourists could also visit EU countries if they can produce a negative COVID test result or proof of immunity. British travel consultant Paul Charles says the certificates are essential if the tourism industry is to survive the summer.
There have to be options for travelling. There can't be mandatory vaccine certificates because there are those who won't have had a vaccine. It's vital that countries make it as easy as possible to enable travellers to get through the borders.
But don't book your flight to Paris just yet. The recommendations are still just that, recommendations. And each EU country can decide which tourists to let in and who to turn away. Paul Charles says, do your research before you get on the plane.
You're going to need to be a bit of a detective, a bit of a sleuth, to work out which countries are going to let you in more easily than others. Not every country is going to open up overnight, and it's going to be a challenging few weeks.
Challenge or not, Maltese hotel owner Mark Gauci says after the roller coaster of the last year, this week's announcement is a glimmer of hope for people in the European tourism industry. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, he tells me. Now let's just hope it doesn't go out again. For The World, I'm Orla Barry. From PR.